In the Southeast, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume 15. January, 1936. Number 6. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. In the Southeast. I think some notes on the situation might be of interest to the readers, and since I am using in this issue two contributed articles, I will use part of my space to give a resume of the work being done in the Southeast. So far as I know, Brother Adlai Lowdy began the work of teaching universal reconciliation in this part of the United States, when he held meetings in South Carolina a few years ago. However, I did not learn of this at the time, nor would it have been interesting to me if I had. Through his efforts, a tabernacle was built at Fayview. He held meetings at Wagena and Swansea, also. More than 3 years ago I became separated from organizations, and have been working in Georgia, for the most part, teaching universal reconciliation and other truths that go with it. The work in Augusta has been most interesting and God has made it productive of great good. The congregations there have never been large. We have used rented halls. But the fellowship has been beautiful and restful, and results have been, and are yet, widespread. In connection with the Augusta work, I have been privileged to hold meetings in the vicinity of Wrens, Blythe and Stapleton. In my thought, this is included in the Augusta mission. Although those people are so poor, and so few, that they have never been able to pay my actual expenses in going to them, yet I have been wonderfully paid in another way. Brother Noah W. Venable, whose article on conciliation appears in this issue, is a product, under God, of the evangel preached in that section. Before coming into this truth, he was a Baptist minister. Soon after becoming convinced of conciliation, he moved to Manchester, where he works in a cotton mill, and preaches occasionally. I am happy in this, for he is a young man, and I see that God has raised up one to carry on after I am gone. Brother Alan Webb, whose article you will read in this issue, is also one of God's gifts to us through the evangelistic efforts I have made in Augusta. He preaches acceptably, and is well versed in the scriptures. I commend him to the brotherhood. He is also a cotton mill worker. Another gift developed through the meetings in the Augusta vicinity is Brother J.R. Garn, of Stapleton. Although he is engaged in farming, he finds opportunity to preach occasionally, and is strong in his teachings. Brother I.T. Watkins, who lives in Augusta, and who preaches occasionally, is another one whom God has given to us through this work. Then there are laymen who are quiet missionaries. I refer to Brother W.D. Thompson and his two sons, Remus and Willie. Loving the truth, they are almost constantly teaching it to others, in a private way. They do not speak in public, but are great teachers nevertheless. Brother A.W. Royal, who has only recently come into the truth, has been, in a quiet way, teaching others. He is now in a hospital in Atlanta. Let us pray for his recovery. I am glad to know he feels that if he must suffer, it is God's intention and is in accord with his purpose. Even in his sickness he will have opportunity to get the truth to others. Let us pray that he may conduct a faithful embassy, even though he is in the chains of disease. In Emmanuel and Johnson counties, God blesses me to carry on a pastoral work in several places. While no public speakers have been developed, yet practically every believer is a missionary of the truth. God has blessed many of them to bring others to the truth. Tatnall, Evans and Long counties provide another interesting field. In Glenville we use the city hall. 3 miles away a tabernacle is under construction. At Thisson we have the use of a schoolhouse. Near Collins we use the living room of Brother Dan Harvey. All this is in Tatnall. At Beulah, in Long, we have a good building. At Claxton, in Evans, we use the community house. No public teachers have been brought out in this work, but practically all are missionaries. To know and love universal reconciliation is to have an anxiety to teach it to others. Brother W. H. Bazima, who writes occasionally for The Messenger, lives in Glenville. As the Father opens the way, I do missionary work in other places, especially in Candler and Bullock counties, Georgia, and in Ozark, Alabama. Also I visit, when possible, the congregations in South Carolina. Please don't get the idea that there is a great host of saints. Missing text. Who believe in reconciliation. There are only a few in each locality, who openly confess it, and support it. And they are very poor. This is why I seem to need $25 a month, in addition to what the people here are able to give me. I make this last statement, because there are readers who want me to keep this before the public. I thank them for their interest. I am but poorly supported, but God is using me to do a work that brings more genuine happiness to His saints than it is ever possible for them to have without this truth. So in this way I am well paid. Return to main index page.